Good evening, folks, and welcome to the channel. Tonight, I'll be reading you an original story from me, Mr. Freaky, and it's about meeting new people in this strange new world of technology. A lot of times, they aren't exactly who they seem. They won't let me out. When thinking about Walmart, people generally don't consider it a great place to meet new people, or hold interesting conversations, or anything like that. Well, I'm here to tell you that, on at least one occasion, that was not the case. I randomly met a girl there named Taylor, who seemed like she was a similar age, and was walking in front of me in the DVD section. I am a massive movie buff, especially in the realm of science fiction. You could even say I'm kind of a specialist in a sense. So when I saw her begin to peruse that section, I was immediately intrigued. She was a little hesitant at first to talk to me, but eventually she reciprocated, and we got to talking. After a few minutes, I started to think that, oddly enough, her and I could probably become friends in the real world. Apparently, she was scouring the aisles, looking for the original DVD box set of Star Wars. You know, before they added in the ridiculous CG characters? They were supposed to have one of the sets in, but she wasn't able to find it. I felt bad for her, so I brought her over to an employee named Mick, who I knew but couldn't really remember from where. We asked him if they had the set in, and he went to the back to go check for us. When he came back up to the front with a brand new shiny box in hand, Taylor was ecstatic. I told her I knew that particular Walmart very well. So we experimented, and sure enough, I was able to find her all the things she was looking for. I kind of even surprised myself with how versed I was with that particular location. Anything that Taylor would point out, I would immediately be able to find it, without having to use the digital locator screens on every aisle. Speaking of that, I should probably tell you that this particular store is basically Walmart 2.0. There are only a couple of this type of store being tested across the country, and it has integrated an incredible amount of technology into it, in order to enhance the customer's experience. Not to mention, it's much larger than the others. The more Taylor and I walked and talked, I began just wanting to help her. I mean, I had met random girls in public before, but this was different. I really didn't know how to process it. Before I knew it, I was helping her plan meal calendars on the store's new app, and grabbing items off high shelves for her, and efficiently organizing them in her cart. I mean, I was definitely kind of lonely, but I didn't think it was this bad. It was oddly not sexual either, just to clarify. It was more about me just knowing that I had the ability to make her life better. That's what got me. It made me feel as though I was useful somehow. The strange thing was, there were these people following us that seemed like they were analyzing data or something. One was in the cheese aisle and the other one was by the chips, and they seemed very interested in what I was saying to Taylor. It made me uncomfortable and kind of suspicious, but luckily I was able to just sort of shrug it off. Finally, after the shopping was complete, we headed to checkout and I helped her pack up her stuff. She thanked me extensively, since I don't think she was used to this kind of generosity. We chuckled about the fact that I had walked with her the entire time and I hadn't even bought anything for myself when we were stopped by a large security guard at the front door. The guard placed his hand on my shoulder and looked me in the eyes. He pushed me back, but I didn't budge, so he seemed upset.
"Not again. Come on now," he said, seeming as though he felt bad.
Taylor turned towards me and it was strange. She made a sad face and waved goodbye, but it gave me this odd sense that she knew what was going on and I didn't. The guard then turned me around and started pushing me to the other side of the store. I shook around and wanted to yell, but also couldn't let myself make a scene. The guy just kept saying to me,
"It's all right. Once we get back to the station, you'll feel better."
That's when I saw a sign in the back that I hadn't noticed before. It was a photo of a young man with half of his face metallic,
like in the movie Terminator. He had his arm on someone's shoulder and appeared as if he was talking to her about something in her cart. Then above the robot, I read the words, "Now beta testing, synthetic shoppers." Then to my surprise, I saw two other young men looking just like me, walking back behind the wall with a sign on it. The security guard forced me back there, and when I got around the corner, I saw the reset station. Before I got there, I looked over and gazed at the movie section where I had met Taylor. I wondered if I would meet another girl like her, or if everyone in my mind felt that way. As the synthetic shopper ahead of me removed his headpiece and handed it over, I guess all I could really do was hope. I hope you guys enjoyed the story this evening. If you did, go ahead and leave me a like and subscribe to the channel, as well as check me out on Patreon. As always, have a good evening and stay spooky, my friends.